Hello and welcome to Clear Waves,
where the airwaves are clear.
Today is our first annual Blast from the Past, where we interview a historian and... Beavy, why are you playing on your computer while we're on the air?
I'm not playing, I'm working.
The Sims is work.
I just got a new extension pack, Sims Through the Ages. Every 360 Sims days that you play, your Sims age 1 year.
Wow, that family is falling over.
Okay, Melissa, time to get the mail. Which reminds me, Sonia, you've got to pay your half of the electric bill.
What?
What? Haven't we gone over this? If you feel the need to have a refrigerator in our studio, as well as constantly open and close the door for sport, you pay the bill.
Sorry, my mistake. Sonia, can I borrow $500?
No!
Why not?
Great, the historian's here. Hello. It's my pleasure to introduce James McMendley.
Hi, James. Nice to meet you.
Hello, what a nice studio. Oh, you've got a refrigerator and everything.
Glad you liked it. Would you like to help us keep the refrigerator?
What? Beavy, don't.
Well, you wouldn't lend me the money.
That's because you've borrowed over $1,000 from me in the past 2 weeks.
And I paid it back.
And you went out and bought all the Sims extension packs.
Redemptress, too.
I'm telling you for your own good. It won't work to keep borrowing money from people. Soon you're going to be so far in debt that you won't know what to do with yourself.
Oh, come on. I'm not in debt. I have all my money. I'm just getting it a year too late. Don't you trust me right now, Sonia? For the past 7 years that I've been borrowing money from you, when have I not paid you back?
That's not the point, Beavy. You'll get even more behind if you keep relying on outside sources. You know, in life, if you're in need of $1,000, you can't just type Rosebud to get it.
But I can get it from you.
Sonia's right, Beavy.
Okay, where did you come from?
From what I've heard, the financial situation you're in is exactly like our country. You see, Ronald Reagan, our president in the 1980s, believed in supply-side economics, meaning he would cut taxes for the rich and he spent too much money on the military. This put America in a great amount of debt. In fact, now we are $6 trillion in debt and we've been constantly paying on the country's interest because of it.
Wow, $6 trillion is a lot of money. So I bet it wouldn't be such a big deal to lend me $500.
Wow, how are you going to manage to pay all that back?
It is quite scary. According to surveys, only 4 out of 10 Americans know about and are concerned over this pressing issue.
Add me and that's 4 out of 11.
Kenneth Rogoff, an IMF economic counselor, said the United States is on the biggest external borrowing rampage in the history of the world, with current account deficits projected at 5% for as far as the eye can see.
Sonia, look at this. Look, I built a house that's floating over a swimming pool.
What do you think this will come to, James?
To pay back the debt, eventually we'll all have to pay $5,000 each in taxes.
Great, so how's that $500 coming?
So our future is the result of what happened like a billion years ago.
Yes, and also what happened 30 years ago.
Whatever, James, I don't see a connection between my money and our country at all. Our country doesn't have enough money, but I do. I'm just getting it after I spend it. You know what I mean, James?
It seems exactly the same. It's almost metaphorical.
You know what? I think we're out of time. Thank you for joining us, James.
Don't forget to tune in next time.